Time now for Know Your Heart, a weekly conversation with physicians of Carolina Cardiology on how to care for the health of your heart.
Back with us on Know Your Heart, Dr. Alex Fernandez, a vascular surgeon here at Carolina Cardiology. I don't understand why people don't see how bad this vaping phenomenon is to them. To me, it's like putting a whole pack of cigarettes in your mouth at one time and doubling the impact.
And that's very true. And unfortunately, with a lot of these addictions, once you get started, it's very hard to quit once it's become an integral part of your day-to-day life, in spite of all of the data and all of the information that is out there.
The vaping chemicals is like a magic, mystical brew that I don't think people really understand everything that's in there. But I can assure you, none of it's good.
That's very true. And unfortunately, because there are so many different manufacturers, and actually a lot of these products you can almost custom make yourself with different mixtures and concoctions, we don't know the complete impact of each individual chemical on each individual body and the long, short, and long-term impact that can be as a result.
So you're a vascular surgeon. I'm sure you have seen what this looks like when somebody has been addicted to vaping.
Well, so far, it's not been as manifest in terms of from a vascular surgical standpoint, because that tends to take a lot of time before it develops. But certainly, we've seen alarming rate of damage to the lungs, especially with this new information about vitamin E acetate being one of the components of these products, which may be the link between all of these cases, although that's not been 100% established.
So the best advice from the vascular surgeon here at Carolina Cardiology is just stay away from vaping.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dr. Alex Fernandez, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Know Your Heart is brought to you by Carolina Cardiology Associates, dedicated to improving your quality of life. Learn more online at CarolinaCardiologyAssociates.com.